Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
If you missed any of the show, grab the podcast.
Free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com. iTunes or on the Stitcher app. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
On the email, you guys are talking about hangovers and drinking a lot. I'm a physician. And during the pandemic, I'd like to thank the No Lord. I'm on call every third week or I would have easily slipped into alcoholism. Love you, Travis. Thank you for listening. And he's not in our city. So.
No, he's not.
Chicago.
Is that every third week that's keeping him?
It's good to know there's a doctor in Chicago that's drunk every 2 out of the 3 weeks.
Actually, he's in Champaign.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. But I don't want to go to
the university.
Yeah. I don't want to get. I don't want to detail it too much.
I've talked to this guy.
Okay.
He's an orthopedic guy.
Okay.
And he said he hasn't slipped into alcoholism, so he's fine.
Well, because he has to stay sober every third week.
And he is.
Yeah.
When he's got to do his doctoring, he's sober.
Yeah. Thanks for listening, man. You can listen anywhere in the world, by the way, via the web there, TNTRadioEmpire.com. Podcast also available now on Spotify, among other sources. Alexa plays the show, too.
They're listening on a plane bound for Dallas from Madrid now.
That's pretty cool.
Pretty sure it's just one guy.
I wonder if he took our advice and tried to masturbate.
It's not the whole plane.
They're going to have to land in Charlotte now.
I thought today was a free national park day, Craig.
But I think it was yesterday.
I hope it is.
I'm mistaken because I wanted to go.
Hang on. I think I took that out of here before you get back into that.
See all the giant sequoias.
Yeah. You had me at sequoia. That's what I said.
Sequoia. That's sequoia. It's pronounced sequoias.
Okay, hang on here. God, he's so dumb, man.
How the hell do you not know?
Because you're dumb. People like that a dumb guy is in charge of them.
Well,
why
pre-read when you might get it right the first time?
That's it, exactly.
When they gaze upon Yosemites, towering sequoias.
That's how he greets Jared, by the way, every day is, yo, Semites.
When they gaze upon Yosemites, towering sequoias.
You're proud of that.
Sequoias.
You're dumb.
That's
not even important, by the way. You know, have them shuffled around graphs and telling you about deaths. And then you show how
you
stupid.
You justify all of them.
You justify all this stupid stuff. You're just dumb.
I imagine if he had misspelled potato.
Oh, potato.
Yeah.
Oh.
Would have ruined his career.
When they gaze upon Yosemites.
There's T-shirts out there that say Yosemite now.
Yeah. Well, I saw an editorial cartoon yesterday. It was Trump greeting Yosemite Sam dressed in full Orthodox regalia. Yosemite.
When they gaze upon Yosemites, towering sequoias.
All right, whatever.
The man's not well.
No, he's not.
No, but he passed really easy cognitive test, so he's freaking brilliant.
But better than everyone else.
Oh, yeah.
He almost sounds like an East Coast elitist.
They can speak.
Well, but he doesn't even know. He has no idea that park even existed.
Well, that part, too.
Before the words were on the paper in front of him.
How do you not know?
Yosemite, come on.
Look at him.
How do you not know Yosemite?
He's stupid.
Look at him.
He's stupid, and we're done.
We have 5 people here.
Sorry,
one of them's a big fan of national parks. Every one of you can pronounce Yosemite if you see it.
Of course you can.
Jesus.
Yeah, but I mean, granted, for most of us, it's followed by Sam, not national park.
Either way, we know how to say it.
But we know the pronunciation.
God. Stop your email, by the way. I don't care. Believe me, I don't care. I wish I did, but I don't.
In the research of...
Hang on a second there, Puss. You know this guy?
I'm the rootin'est tootin'est armored guard. This side is I-680. Mamby-pamby. Which one of you lily-livered shoppers want to slap leather with me?
That's Yosemite Sam.
When they gaze upon Yosemites, all right, towering sequoias.
He mispronounces it twice.
I know.
He's going to correct himself, and he screws it up again.
He's dumb. I like smart.
I think that's what helped make that clip take off.
Yes.
If he would have just said it once, be like, he slipped up. He doubles down.
No idea. No cognitive power at all.
Then he gets Sequoia right.
Barely.
The big rebound.
So it's no wonder we're talking about alcohol.
Yes.
And our own consumption of it.
That guy doesn't drink, by the way. How do you explain that?
It's important that your president drinks.
Apparently.
I want all my elected officials to drink.
And apparently about a third of us.
Maybe not as much as we do, but still.
Right. I've wondered about that before. It's like Obama drinks. So that entire 8 years, if he wanted to tie one on, does he have to be like, hey, Biden, if the call comes in.
I think we've talked about that before.
Can you take one tonight?
Yeah, I guess they look for, back in those days, all the presidents before this guy weren't tweeting 24/7. 24/7. I sound like him.
It's contagious.
Right, exactly. So I think they saw, unless there was a bomb happening that night they didn't know of, there were peaceful times in the world.
Yeah.
You had a day, you thought, okay, it's 5:00, I'm going to go to dinner with the wife. All the presidents. And if they had a couple drinks, whatever.
Yeah, then if what do they say, the 3 a.m. phone call
That's it.
You're all groggy.
Right.
Get an Uber to take you home from the restaurant because you drank too much.
An Uber.
You go to call a driver like, sir, you have Secret Service. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I was waiting for my Uber.
Let's have them grunt.
Yeah. I was waiting for a silver Camry to pull up. Uber.
Barack? Is it Barack?
They all had. Well, I actually, the young Bush didn't drink because he was recovering, but...
Yeah, but he partied back in the day.
He did blow, man.
Yeah, but there shouldn't be any. I don't want any teetotaler representing me.
Never did.
At least a third of us have gotten naked following our experiences with alcohol, mostly due to, they say, vodka, rum, tequila, and whiskey.
Is this naked in public?
Yeah.
Okay.
Public nudity.
Yeah, because I generally get naked after I have a drink when I go to bed.
See, I don't know if there's an amount of alcohol out there that could make me forget that I shouldn't be nude in public. I have not reached it so far.
Sounds like a challenge.
Yeah. No, he naked.
So the reason they figure that vodka, rum, tequila, and whiskey are the top drinks served when people get naked in public is very simple. Those are the spirits more frequently served in bars or at parties.
You naked bunch of bitches!
Between 3 and 4% of respondents got a tattoo while drunk.
Yeah, people tend to drink more when someone else is buying.
Yep.
So in a bar situation,
mm-hmm.
And I think that's the last time I've done a shot. I don't do shots at home. Maybe somebody offers one up at a bar, and I can't remember the last time I've done shots. Well,
does it have to be in the glass for you to call it a shot? Because I believe you have a new at the turn tradition that I've been witness to.
Oh, yeah, and I haven't
What have you been doing?
Participated.
Just guzzling?
A little airplane bottle of Fireball after 9 holes.
Oh, I know you're doing that. Oh, you're a Fireball guy. What are you, an 18-year-old girl? That's pretty cool.
Well, that's a shot.
I wish you were, by the way.
Somebody bought me a Fireball after 9 holes once, and I did very well the next 9.
It's
a superstition.
But that counts
a fun
as a,
one.
That counts as a
for
shot.
For you, Todd, the sorority girl.
That's a shot.
Fireball!
Oh, yeah.
I would call that.
Yeah, that's a shot.
I guess I have then, but just in that instance. But it didn't really do anything. A single shot. In fact, the last time I played golf, I forgot to have a shot.
Ooh, how'd that second 9 go?
Not very well.
Exactly.
See?
Yeah.
Yeah. You needed that
you
shot.
You wear a skirt when you golf too, by the way?
He's got the legs for it.
One leg. He's got one leg for it.
Oh, the atrophied one.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
So for people who got tattoos, the thing that they were mostly drinking right. was vodka.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure, man. Yeah.
Vodka.
And it also seems that 10% of respondents to this poll at addiction.com claim to have lit a fire while drunk.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure people have done that. I drank a prairie fire once drunk. On my 21st birthday, we talked about that. I almost burnt my mustache off, I'm sure.
We tried to start that on fire in here completely sober.
Oh, that's right. Dr. Mina's still yelling at us for starting. We tried to start alcohol on fire in the studio.
That was the lamest flame ever.
I know.
It was not even close.
I'm not worried about lighting the alcohol, the line of alcohol on fire.
But it was all near your papers. She was being overly protective. We trust her. We know what we're doing here.
We moved a paper.
When we light alcohol in the studio, we know what we're doing.
She thinks we're reckless at times.
Nick is right. We were sober.
It's not like we're wasting it because we know where it's supposed to go.
Yeah. Plus, we were sober.
I saw Richard throw his watch in a fire one time when he was like, we're just like a backyard fire. He was tanked. It's just like, man, I don't care what time it is. Throws his watch in there.
And you go, oh. And then think about it.
Well, the next day it was like
burnt. Was
he's
burnt
like, hey, man, I totally lost that watch. Yeah, it's gone.
Oh, if you're camping, you definitely start the fire before you get drunk.
Right.
I'm that responsible.
And the two highest average yearly blackouts were among respondents who preferred tequila and rum, with an average of over three times a year for each group.
What I do, that kind of thing?
Blacking out. It happens when you drink too much. Your brain shuts down and doesn't want to remember this stupid crap you're doing.
Yep, in there.
Making me want tequila.
Yeah.
See, the two biggest times I remember blacking out, it was related to whiskey.
Okay.
Whiskey. My bachelor party.
Once again, the amount of alcohol you drank, because whiskey's pretty high quality.
My bachelor party, I distinctly remember someone trying to buy me a triple shot of whiskey.
Oh, Jesus.
Which the bar would not sell.
Yeah.
So this guy, being the math whiz that he was, bought four double shots of whiskey and two bar beer glasses and poured two doubles into each one and handed me one. That was an off switch for my brain.
Well, that's a glass of a mug of whiskey.
It was about probably 8 ounces.
And you guzzled it?
And I was just drunk enough to go for it.
Oh my God.
And
did you projectile vomit that weekend, that night?
No. Okay. I have no memory to this day of anything after that moment that night. I sang karaoke. I fell off the top step of a bus to the parking lot.
Train the whole bus?
I got nothing. I have no memories of it.
Hopefully you weren't driving the bus.
Now Ken wants to hear Blackout.
I know. I got to break it.
Oh. Well, who doesn't want to?
Yeah. And Jim sucks.
Oh, that's right.
You say that when you're blacked out?
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Just learned. Last couple of times I blacked out, I've decided that another edible would be a good idea. And then I put that on top of, the edible I've already had and the drinks, and then...
And what happened?
I don't know.
Nothing. He was already blacked out, he said.
I usually eat that and then wake up at home.
Blackout!
Because I was sitting at a bar, and a girl sitting next to me fell out of her chair, and I was surprised by that. And then 10 minutes later, somebody brought up that she'd done that, and I was like, what? She fell?
Drunk.
Drunken
what
story.
What a lush.
Run.
That'd be cool. Live music would be cool again, huh?
Yeah. Just want to get
out. And I'm not talking about Sturgis. I'm not going there. Live music without the chance of COVID would be nice. Let's do that one.
That's a crowd I might like to be in. I might like to see a little live music.
Yeah.
By the way, have they discussed the crowd situation when it comes to football? I've heard no discussion of whether or not they're going to allow fans. They're going to play in front of nobody.
State to state, man.
Is it?
Yeah. Yeah.
They're going to have a COVID fest in Lincoln.
I saw something yesterday that they were hoping to have
they don't.
Half to three quarters full.
That's a COVID fest.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're all going to get in the best seats, which would be, you know, the 40, 50 yard
sure.
line. There.
Yeah, I know. I know, like the NFL, you know, I've heard, you know, Vegas has said they're probably leaning towards nothing.
They are, no, I saw yesterday, Vegas is none.
You know, Green Bay has said, well, we'd like to maybe see if we get 10 or 12,000 in. And then, but like Dallas.
New York, none.
Dallas has said, well, we want to have like half of the stadium full.
It's Lambeau Field, I think, was working in terms of pounds. How many pounds of Packer fan they could fit into the stadium. Which is less and less every year.
Dance, you fat bitch.
So they're safe.
Yeah.
All right.
No, your college. Well, I'm interested in the college point too. I don't really know. I'd read somebody's making fun of some Husker fans making fun of Rutgers. They only have 10,000 people in their crowd anyway. Well, wah. I mean, whatever. They like their football there too. I mean, it's Rutgers. I get it, but I don't understand how they're going to do it.
There's no fall sports championships in the NCAA Division II and III this year.
No.
That means, you know, football, soccer, cross country, field hockey, water polo, and volleyball.
They're not going to do bowl games, are they? I read they weren't going to do those. They're trying to just get a season in. They're not going to have championships, I read. Even Division I, I'd read they weren't. They haven't announced it yet, but they don't think they're going to be after a 10-game season, they're not going to pick the four best teams in a playoff.
Right.
Yeah, I don't think
they're not going to.
The Pac-12 isn't planning a championship game.
No,
they're just playing a 10-game schedule.
Big Ten's not going to have one.
The Big
Ten championship.
Big Ten. They scheduled the Big Ten championship game.
Right.
Yeah.
I hate to poo-poo everything, but if you're realistic, because somebody was ripping on me on Facebook when I was saying it ain't going to happen. Well, why can't we have some fun? Well, I'd love to have some fun. I'd love to be outdoors having fun, going to football games.
I'm not against it. I'm just being realistic.
Is because you didn't wear a mask.
Yeah, that's right.
That's why we can't.
Right.
You
exactly
no mask wearing son of a bitch.
And they're all over.
And today is the day that NFL players have to say whether or not they're going to opt out.
Right.
Thanks to the coronavirus pandemic.
Yeah, I was watching NFL Live yesterday. It's such a weird show. Because they go from discussing guys getting sick to can this guy throw two touchdowns a game? You know, they just alternate COVID.
Yeah, with actual football.
I'm still like what Craig's what even Craig's line, but it's a reward for society, a functioning society, and since a bunch of asshats in the spring and now don't want to wear masks, we shouldn't even get sports.
Right,
we shouldn't even get them.
I don't think they'll be able to.
No.
It's a gift.
Had we responded correctly, we probably would be fine by now. Right. I can't say for sure.
Oh, we would have been. Better. Yeah. Much better.
If there was some sort of plan other than thinking it was going to go away.
Did you think, now I know I didn't think, did you think back in March when the kids were out of school, and I realize your kids are older now, but all of our kids are still in school, when they went home in March, did you think in end of August that they would still maybe be home? I didn't. I thought, okay, we'll get through this. There might not be football, major football. We talked about that. But then in June, I started thinking, maybe there will be football. But I definitely didn't think the kids would be in trouble.
Yeah. I read a piece when it first started.
Yeah.
And they painted best case scenario for the coronavirus.
Right.
They painted worst case scenario. It is worse.
Yes.
Than the worst case scenario that I read.
Because we had to open bars and get our hair cuts.
Yep.
Well, in the South and the West and here. Back East, Cuomo shut it down.
Yeah. Well, there's no plan. I saw something about the NBA bubble, and they're like, you know, the bubble's really just like testing people and distancing and keeping track of everything. Like, if that was happening
everywhere
across the country, it'd just be like one big bubble.
You had to start at the top and trickle down state by state.
The top.
The top.
The top says Yosemite.
Yeah, and they're just trying to convince that dude that it's a problem.
Right.
We're still there.
Yeah, sources inside the White House are telling him he's not taking this seriously still. So you voters for voter.
Yesterday he's saying it's going to go away. It's going to go away. No.
By the way,
no, it's not.
Like, you know what's going to go away?
Unless you freaking do something.
They banned him for Twitter because he said it doesn't affect kids. They said finally, and Facebook banned him too. They said you can't put out false medical information. It kills people, including kids.
Facebook has higher standards than Fox and Friends.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Fox and Friends lets him get on there and just buy his freaking ass off.
They're state TV. They're state TV.
Oh, Craig, Ken wants me to point out that cheese is not a mask for all you Packer fans out there.
Well, that's a great idea.
This is a good idea.
What does he know?
He just wraps some cheese on your face.
You couldn't use Swiss because of the holes, but
Swiss is
a
out.
Cheese mask. That's I like that.
Just a slice of American over your face. That would be a good look.
Now, the University of Louisville had to temporarily suspend fall sports after 29 members across the several teams tested positive for the COVID-19. Here's the athletics director expressing frustration about these athletes, and this is interesting.
I'm incredibly disappointed and frustrated today with what's occurred. More specifically, after a review of the contact tracing, the primary source of the spread appears to be an off-campus party, but that was attended by many student athletes.
There you go.
They're not going to. They're all going to do that.
And so they had to shut down the sports.
Football, including football,
all sports,
all of it.
Yeah.
Wow.
And football's big at Louisville now. They got a good team, good program now.
Oh, by the way, I think we were mistaken yesterday about Connecticut.
Right, they're independent now.
Yeah.
Well, only because for a year they are.
And it's going to be tough for independents to schedule games.
Yeah.
Because they don't have a conference to align with.
Yeah,
they just have to be done.
And the horrible stat, try and move on, I'll look for something. One person died from the coronavirus in the U.S. every 80 seconds in the last 7 days.
Yeah, so don't quote me.
So numbers. That's fine.
There's a number. That's the only number that matters right there. Devastated families, every one of them. So shut up.
No acceptable casualty rate.
I am...
I still try to do that on Facebook.
I am not amused, and maybe you've seen this any number of times, about the bar that now says, no singing of Sweet Caroline in our bar.
Because it's hugging and kissing, right?
It's more... I'll see. There's more to that story. It's a little bit more to that story. This is in Spain. And apparently in Spain... everybody and their brother drops everything when it's time to sing Sweet Caroline.
Got it.
Is what one of the stories I read.
Kind of happens here, too.
Is what one of the stories I read said. Everybody just drops everything, especially at this particular bar, where this the dad who owned it for a long time, you know, they played it because everybody'd come together and put their arms around each other and whatnot. So now they were the same bar.
Mm-hmm.
They actually said no singing of the Sweet Caroline, and then some cute little lyrics on there. There's going to be no touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching
that,
you.
I saw
sort of
that
thing.
Story too. I don't care either. Right?
And so it's really kind of a silly story that I was trying to not do, but now I'm just telling you that it's a sillier story than it appears.
Touching me,
it's like
touching
Sweet Caroline's
you.
Like the alarm at the firehouse.
Yeah,
everybody
and
runs.
Now, yeah, and now they say you can't sing it because for obvious reasons. And
well, you can sing the song without touching people, by the way.
You're still spewing your corona everywhere.
Right. That's the thing. I think there was a church choir that got sick.
Right.
Because that's perfect super spreader. You're all sitting around singing and spitting.
Yeah, but you know what though? Jesus will protect them.
No, he won't.
No, he doesn't. No. Jesus can't stop the droplets.
He's killing a lot of them.
Chooses not to.
He's killing them.
It's a choice.
Now he's killing them. All right. See you at the game this fall.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. Like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.